possibly the biggest disappointment would have been your injury and missing the 91 World Cup victory?
Yeah, look, that was disappointing, but, you know, everyone in their career, especially a 10-year career, would have had, you know,
there was injuries,
some, yeah, there was some injury, it was just timing.
You would have been,
it was disappointing.
You would have been thrilled for your teammates.
Oh, look, I managed to go over there, did some commentary with the ABC, it was a part of it. It was just wonderful. I mean, I played in the 95 World Cup. I managed to get to a World Cup. No, we didn't do any good, so, you know, that's the way it goes. I had an opportunity.
The best players you've played with and against?
That's tough, you know. That's extremely tough.
Well, you're big number eight. You've got to be tough.
Well, it's a tough decision. You know, like I said, there were six players in that Hall of Fame that I managed to play with, so, you know, you could pick any one of those. But players against, you know, Wayne Shelford from New Zealand, he was an amazing number eight that I played against. And then you had that wonderful player, Serge Blanco, who was a fullback from France. You know, we were playing him one day, and he scored a try the length of the field from inside his own goal line. Pushed up Tim Horan, Jason Little, great defenders of Australia, went all the way to the try line. He was just an exceptional player. And, you know, well, I was lucky to be in an era where there was these fantastic players.
Now, you've been described as probably the big and toughest number eight that have played for quite a while. Is that what we lack at the moment?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no. We've got some pretty tough, formidable characters in there. You know, they just haven't clicked, haven't put it together. We've got you know, we had a great union back then of forwards and backs combining. And, you know, we'd play bits of play which would culminate in wonderful sweeping backline plays from scrum. You know, I was very lucky in that period to have such a very solid tight five, which we had a wonderful platform, both line out and scrum, to play from. And, you know, that's where it's won and lost up front. Once we get our scrum and line out working better, we'll be able to, you know, go from there. We've just got to have that platform, and once they click, as shown in the World Cup, the last World Cup, you know, they went away. Australia often do better when they're touring and get together and get isolated, get that team bonding going, and, you know, go from there.
So at 5 o'clock this afternoon, you'll be watching the Bledisloe Cup match from Yokohama in Japan, and with keen interest because David Pocock won the John Eales medal last Friday week, and Ned Hannigan comes from Canamble, so he's a local, so it does have a lot of significance for us.
Oh, you bet. You know, in the Wallabies, you know, they know who they're playing for. They're playing for their country, they're playing for their families, they're playing for themselves and their friends. You know, there's a lot of support there, and that's the great thing about the national side. They're players from all over Australia, and you know, getting that combination, getting them to combine and click is very important. You know, they're over there, they're training in the camps that they're going to be in for the World Cup, so they're getting used to their facilities over there. Fortnight, they're playing New Zealand, who more than likely they'll come across at some stage in the World Cup, hopefully, being in a final, and so we'll see.
And this afternoon at 2:30, Fijian Drill playing Queensland Country, and young Harry Wilson from Gunnedah coming off the bench for Queensland Country, so that'll be very pleasing for the locals as well.
Well, I've obviously been following Harry's, it's looked very pleasing, following Harry's progress. I coached him as a junior with my young fellas, and look, he's having a wonderful crack at it, and he's a big unit, and I think he's got a big future, Harry, and yeah, we'll see how Queensland Country go. They've won it last year, and to see how they go.
Well, it's been fascinating talking to you, Tim. We might have a chat at some other stage about your involvement in local rugby, seeing we've covered your international areas. Enjoy the farming. May there be plenty more rain activities on your properties.
Well, right across the whole drought-stricken area, it's just lovely for to turn around for everyone that's starting to drag on a bit too long now, and it's been, you know, obviously been tough for a lot of people, and so it's you know, bring on Hughie.
And we'll talk local rugby sometime in the near future, hopefully, and enjoy both those matches this afternoon.
Cheers, thanks, Logan.
Tim Gavin, one of the great Wallaby number eights, inducted into the Wallaby Hall of Fame just recently. And as I said,